and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, we're glad you're back with us on the broadcast this week, and we left off last time in John chapter 4, verse number 6, the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes to the city in Sychar. Verse number 4 says he must needs to go through Samaria. There's an intent and purpose that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to accomplish here. And he comes to this city in Sychar, sits down at Jacob's well in the middle of the day at noontime, and this woman of Samaria out of the city there, it seems, comes to draw water here in the middle of the day. It's not a likely time for one to come and to draw water, but she seemingly to avoid any conflict and to avoid people that might be there, other women there at the well, she's come at a time that would not be the easiest time to come. But there the Lord Jesus Christ, he's arrived right on time. So the Lord's sitting there on the well, and in verse number 7 it says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For verse 8, for his disciples were going away into the city to buy meat." So it's just the Lord and just this woman. They've gone down there to get some lunch, it seems like. Verse 9, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? How is it that you, being a Jew, are asking drink of me?" The verse goes on to say, "For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And what the situation with the Samaritans is that back in the Old Testament scriptures, it tells us about there as Samaria was being conquered, as there was because of the sin of Israel, the nation being divided, and then the judgment of the Lord coming upon the northern 10 tribes, that there, I believe it was the king of Assyria, came in and took over that region. And what he did to keep the region weak was to bring in people from all different nations, all different kinds of pagan worship and religion, and brought them into that region of Samaria. It came to be that in time the Jews were mingled with the Gentiles that were brought into that region. And so the land of Samaria was held in disdain by the Jews, by those that were still pure Jews, that they had stayed and marrying and having children amongst their own. The Samaritans were disdained. They were held contemptible by them because they were mixed. They were a mixed breed. And so this woman states that clearly, and that's the history and that's the operation at that time. Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans. And there was something about the Lord that she could look on him and see that was the case with him, that he was a Jew. He was not a Samaritan. Maybe it was the way that he sounded. Maybe it was the way that he dressed somehow. But somehow she knew that he was a Jew. And she says, "What are you doing talking to me? Why are you talking to me?" We need to understand from the scripture, one thing that we can understand about this is that we, as the people of God and as the Lord is, we do not need to be a respecter of persons. No matter the race, the color of one's skin, the side of the tracks that they were born on and raised up on, no matter how much money they had or didn't have, no matter who the person knows or doesn't know, each and every person, each and every soul is of greatest value. The soul is of the greatest value. It doesn't matter what nation the person is from. It doesn't matter about their background. It doesn't matter who they are. Every soul is precious. Every soul needs to hear the gospel. That's the reason that the Lord's given the Great Commission, the commission to his church, to preach the gospel to every creature, to preach and teach about the saving of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ through repentance and faith in him, that men are sinners and they need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is the only one by whom they can be forgiven, by whom that condemnation can be lifted, and Christ take on their sin, and Christ take on their separation from God, Christ take on their hell by his death and his burial and his resurrection for them to believe it. There's no soul that's excluded from that. And so we need to have a sensitivity and understanding of that. No person is better than another. No person is more worthy than another. If you're here under the hearing of my voice, you need salvation from the Lord, and your soul is of no greater or no lesser value than any other soul. She says, how is it that you are asking a drink of me? Not only is the Lord having to do with her, but the Lord is willing to take a drink at her hand. He says, give me to drink. And she says, you're asking a drink of me? You're willing for me to dip down in the well and bring up a vessel of water and take it and put it in a cup or put it in a ladle or put it in something to give it to you of my hand? That's right. The Lord was willing to take that drink of her hand, even though she was a Samaritan, even though this thing that had happened hundreds of years ago with the weakening of the nation in that region by those Gentile nations and pagan and wicked religions and worship that was brought in to mingle with the people by the king of Assyria to weaken that whole region. Even though she was a Samaritan, the Lord was willing to take a drink of her hand. How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The Lord was engaging this woman. He was going to her, and he was dealing with her as a soul of value, as a soul with need, and not although the Lord is God, he is God, he was God, there he didn't bring any reproach or any the word escapes me, it didn't bring any condemnation to her about her person and her soul. Her soul was of value, and the Lord came to where she was. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Well, on this day, the Lord was going to have a dealing with this Samaritan. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He said to her, this woman, he says, if you knew the gift of God, what is the gift of God? We read it in John chapter 3, verse 16. Many in this land have heard this verse from even their childhood, and I would like it to be so that it would be the most popular verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He says, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, who is it? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? It's the Son of God. He is the Son of God, come down and become a man. One of the Trinity, having come and being manifested in the flesh, said, if you knew the gift of God, that God the Father has given me, if you knew who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, if you knew who that was, that says, that's asking you, saying unto you, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the giver of living water, isn't he? He is the giver of life. He is the giver of salvation. Again, this woman didn't write and inquire of the Lord, says, I need my soul to be saved and I need you to come down here and see me. But she, living her life, living in her sin, doing the best that she could. There's a lot of people doing the best that they can. But the best that they can, the best that we can, is not acceptable to God. It's not about doing the best that you can. I've talked to people and deal with people and they say, well, I'm just doing the best I can. So do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know that when you die, that you'll go on to be with the Lord? Do you know about your eternity, and are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? And say, well, I'm doing the best I can. I'll tell you what, that's what sinners do. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, they do the best they can. But there's been many, many, many hundreds, thousands, 10,000s, 9 to millions that have gone into hell doing the best that they can. Don't do the best that you can. I tell you, flee to Jesus. Go to the Lord with your sin. Go to the Lord with your need. Go to the Lord with your soul and repent of your sins and believe in Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, if you knew who the gift of God, knew who I am, you would have asked me, won't you give me a drink? You're asking me for water for your thirst. Lord, give me to drink of the living water that you have to give. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And isn't that interesting, the way that it says that there? If you knew who I was, if you knew the gift of God, you knew who I am, you'd have said, give me to drink. Thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. As it says in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord Jesus Christ says there at the end of the chapter, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me. Come unto me. That's what the Lord says. You know what? And those that come to him, he will in no wise cast out. He says, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew who it was that was speaking to you, that said unto you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He'd do it. Ask. Verse 11, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? From whence then hast thou that living water? Said, you don't have anything to draw with. And oh, it's just like Nicodemus, wasn't it, that we saw in John chapter 3. We deal, and all we know is what we see, what we can handle, what we can put our hands on, what we can put our eyes on and hear with our ears. She says, well, you don't have anything to draw with, and you can't reach down there and get any water out of the well. And said, where is it that you have this living water? Verse 12, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank it thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Are you going to do some kind of miracle to come up with water? Are you greater than Jacob? He dug the well. He gave it to us to have water for ourselves and our children and for the cattle. How are you going to get any water out of the well? All she's doing is thinking of the physical, isn't she? And you know what? With the old physical mind and the old fleshly and carnal mind, the old depraved nature, we look on at the Lord telling about salvation and the truth of the gospel, and that's what men naturally say. So how can that be? How can that work? How can I be saved? By simple repentance and faith. That's what the Lord says. That's how sinners are saved. I see that our time has passed, and may the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell till next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.